Fairbanks four attorneys pointed out that research would have shown Holmes and Wallace were in Fairbanks at the time of the Hartman attack and other information lending credibility to their possible involvement. Holmes is serving double life sentences for unrelated killings and has already testified about the Hartman attack at this month's hearing. Wallace, who's also serving a long sentence for a drug-related killing, has been granted immunity from prosecution for the Hartman murder in exchange for his testimony. He's scheduled to take the stand Friday. Meanwhile, yesterday, a Fairbanks man testified that he was attacked on a downtown street by the Fairbanks Four shortly before the Hartman beating. In a video deposition, Paul Solomon says he did not recognize the young men until seeing their pictures in the paper about a month later. Solomon says he reported the attack to police before he identified the men. He says he didn't talk to law enforcement about it again until telling an Alaska State Trooper in 2013.